Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. And by the way, you win a T-shirt, Dick. So at the end, give your best address to Luke, and he will send you a T-shirt.
Thanks, Matt. I'm going a little different route. It's something I want to bounce on, too, though. All of a sudden, everybody's all worried about what's going on with North Korea, Russia, China, all these different things. And they're like, you know, oh, Biden this, Biden that with it. Well, first of all, the last guy had the most bizarre relationships I could ever imagine with any of these leaders. He starts out saber-rattling and threatening to blow the world up with North Korea, then turns into writing romance novels back and forth. And on it goes. But I guess my point is, I'm not one bit worried about how Joe Biden handles this, because this is not his first day in the rodeo. He's been around the block with all of the players here, and this is just nonsense. I mean, come on. The last thing was a joke how Trump, they played him, in my opinion. Both these people played him just on unlimited, you know, at every level, both Putin and ill. And so anybody to be worried about this, I would personally not be too worried.
Yeah, I think that's right. And you know something, that's it's a very good point. I mean, here's the deal. When you say this isn't Biden's first rodeo, that's understating. I mean, this guy, he was chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate for a long, long time. He'd been in the Senate since 1972. And he gave it up only to run and be elected to vice president in 2008 with Barack Obama. So he's in there a long time. As chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, he met every leader in the world at the time. Now, by the time now that he's president, some of them have passed away or retired, but their number twos and the number threes are now the leaders. And, you know, when the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee of the U.S. Senate shows up in your country, you pay him attention. You pay him attention. China and Russia pay him attention. Smaller countries really do. This is a big deal. And so he got to meet them, and he basically carried the message of the United States government to them. So you're right that he knows these people. Now, one of the, to me, fascinating, pieces of hypocrisy are this. You know, China, when they met with Tony Blinken and Jake Sullivan. Now, Tony Blinken is our Secretary of State. Jake Sullivan, head of the NSA, meet with their guys in Alaska. I think it was a mistake, I'll say it right now, that virtually any of it was in public on TV. The reason I say that is we got them to come to Alaska. We're not flying to Asia for them. They're going to come here. And you can say things very frankly to people in private that you can't in public. And if you do in public, all it does is gins up some very, very artificial barriers and face saving. So what happened was that the delegation from China is taking a page from the authoritarian left in the United States, attacking the United States. And they said, well, you're a racist country. Mishandled the COVID epidemic and all sorts of charges against us that usually come from the left in this country. Well, let's unpack that. Racist country. If you were a black person from Africa and went to China, the way you would be treated would make the South in this country 50 years ago look good. The racial division over there, the Han Chinese, are the dominant Chinese race, but they have a lot of them. There isn't the slightest regard for democracy, equal protection, due process in China. It's a communist country. And you're going to lecture us about COVID? Have you heard of Wuhan? Well, Blinken, in my view, was too diplomatic in public. What he said was, well, at least we address our problems and you don't. The correct response was, first of all, not to have this on the record in front of the whole world, and I doubt they would have said those things. They were pandering to a small group in this country. But secondly, you know, you say COVID, really? Wuhan, you wouldn't let WHO investigators in, you wouldn't let our people in. What are you hiding? Then the other thing is, oh, really, on race and everything else, you want to deal with that and gender? Oh, really? Really, how Chinese women are treated over there? You know, anybody who isn't Han Chinese is treated over there? Yeah, let's talk about that. That was the correct response. Jam it right up their nostrils. The problem is that you do that in public, all you do, that's why I said that I think Joe Biden made a mistake in saying when Stephanopoulos says to him, is Putin a murderer? Obviously he's a murderer. He's murdered individuals. He's murdered agents. He's had his agents murder people in London, in Berlin. Of course he's a murderer. He murdered an opposition figure in Moscow, right near the Kremlin, tried to poison Navalny, and he's murdering people in Ukraine and Syria. Of course, it's a murder. But how you say that, and I think that it's important to say that, to show that how badly Trump damaged us by sucking up to Putin, by being as weak as Trump was. You say it on your own terms, you plan it out in the State Department, and you do it in a speech. You don't just let a Weisenheimer little journalist say to you, oh, he's a murderer. Oh, yeah, yeah, I think, yeah. I mean, that casually, I think, did not do the job. I think that the message is fine. And I think that Blinken, I'm saying this is a Democrat, should have jammed it right back at them. Instead of, really, you want to talk about COVID? Let's talk about Wuhan. You want to talk about racism? Let's talk about the Han Chinese, okay? Let's talk about some real serious things. Why are we doing this? Why are we conducting our diplomacy in this crazy fashion? It's because, in my view, Biden felt, and I think he was right, that Trump so badly damaged this country. He said, make America great again. He meant make Trump great again with money. And he betrayed us to anybody that he thought could help him out. Putin funded him, blackmailed him. North Korea captured Otto Wambier, a University of Virginia student, and tortured him for a year and sent his dying body back to his parents. Trump said he loved Kim Jong-un, and he shook his hands, and he went to Asia twice to mollycoddle Kim Jong-un, including one time Kim Jong-un says, let's go to Hanoi, where you lost the Vietnam War, which we lost simply because we didn't want to bomb that country to a point where it didn't exist anymore. And we were right not to do it. Trump is obsequious to enemies of the United States. And in China, he calls up Xi and said, get dirt on Joe Biden and I will give you trade sanctions relief. So that has to come out. That's why Biden is doing all this. And I think he's correct in doing it. A slight bit of advice from a friend of his and an early supporter of his, me in Wisconsin, is do it a little different. Stand up to these people. If you're going to say Putin's a murderer, say it, but say it with some gravitas. And if you are going to take on the Chinese, do it in private, and you have one joint press conference of some sort in which you mouth pieties. People like people who mouth pieties. That's what diplomacy is all about. I get worked up over this, Dick, but I think you're absolutely right. It's an attempt to clean up the mess that Trump left us in Europe and Asia. He demoralized NATO, demoralized the EU, demoralized Japan, demoralized South Korea. Biden is on the way back. Both the Japanese prime ministers, the Canadian prime ministers say America is back, thank God. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.